This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by, yes, E-Bike of Colorado, the largest independent dealer in the state, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. Randy Crancy, the owner, joins us once again. Randy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man, I tell you. I got an email from our station yesterday telling us the Christmas party date, and I'm like, what?
Wait, what?
But, man, I tell you what, time is flying by, that's for sure.
It does fly by.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, hey, you guys have been wrapping up a lot. Let's kind of review a little bit. A couple weeks ago, man, you guys had a lot of exciting things going on at the store. You had a video film crew there. We came over. We did some interviews with you guys and all. But recap that experience a little bit and what all you guys did.
Yeah, you know, that was a great week we had with the video crew. And I made a mistake, Scott. Why didn't I put you on that interview?
You wanted people to watch it.
I mean,
it wasn't America's funniest home videos or anything, you know. Yeah.
We did a remote though from the store, which was really good. They actually filmed quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah. The guy was telling me that day, he says, you know, I got to tell you, before they saw the interview and before they recorded that, they were giving me pointers about, you know, talking on, you know, I know you can get nervous and all of this stuff. And I said, yeah, we can, that happens, you know. And they were giving me, like I said, these pointers. And then they did the interview and they go, what were we talking about? We didn't know you were like, did this radio show so often, and how, you know, easy it was for you and Scott to just make this show flow. And I said, well, we've been doing it a long time, and Scott's a real easy guy to you know, add that comfort level to me. And I said, it's easy when you're so, we're passionate about this business, and you talk about that a lot. But our company, our employees, we're really into e-bikes, and we're actually wanting to do the right thing. And so many of these, there's so many folks out there that are misinformed about e-bikes. We've gone through that from law enforcement all the way down to, you know, the Colorado State Game and Fish to consumers. They just don't really understand or grasp what an actual e-bike is. Oh, electric bicycle or electric motor? Got to be an e-bike.
Right.
I mean, I guess theoretically, yes. Right, because it's an electric car. Theoretically, if it has a battery and a motor in it, it's an electric car. My wife drives a hybrid, so it's gas and electric. So, you know, but we don't call it an electric car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like a full electric deal. So, theoretically, I don't think that qualifies as a full-on electric car.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But when it comes to e-bikes, there are some very specific things.
Sure. You know, I actually saw in the news this morning, Wheat Ridge, they were doing a story on Wheat Ridge, and they're talking about them adopting some new guidelines, you know, for e-bikes and all. And I tell you, it's something that it's aggravating. I mean, even to me, I can't imagine to you. When, you know, the headlines talk about how e-bikes are this, e-bikes are doing this. And, folks, it's not e-bikes for 95% of what you're seeing on the news and the problem they're having. But article here I just got in front of me, it says, Wheat Ridge may soon pass regulatory ordinances on e-bikes. As city officials say, usage of such devices has increased within the city. The measures are proactive, as e-bike usage has increased across the Denver metro area, according to city officials, but also come as residents in the community have expressed concerns about e-bike speeds, particularly along the Clear Creek Greenbelt. Wheat Ridge Police Department also has noticed an increase in the use of e-bikes and similar devices. That's what they ought to say, similar devices such as scooters and e-motorcycles. So, again, we've broken this down before, but, you know, just for everybody, this is going to be a little technical as far as, you know, motors and speeds and classes and different. Randy, I'll let you take that anywhere you'd like, sir.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk for hours on this, but, you know, to recap this a little bit, anything over 750-watt motor on an electric bicycle is not considered an e-bike. That's federal state laws. I think every state in the country have adopted that same federal guideline. The federal guidelines say 750-watt or more. You know, when I can remember back when I was first getting into this business over 10 years ago now, and we were going to these different trade shows and things like that. You know, we go to Vegas, or we go to Reno, we go to Utah, we go to these different places, Chicago, to see the new models, see what the new bikes are. And these guys are all, these manufacturers are all excited about, this is a 1,000-watt, this bike is 1,500-watt. I said, I'm not even interested in that. And they go, what's wrong with you? Everybody, you wouldn't believe how many people we've written orders for. And I said, that's going to be a problem down the road, big time, because it's against federal law and most state laws at the time. And I think, like I said, now I think every state in the union has adopted this 750-watt threshold. But it's not just that either. It's if they don't have pedals, operable pedals. We're seeing bikes out there that have pedals, but they don't operate the bike. They are just there for a decoy. They're just there for looks and to try to give the rider the impression that they're riding an e-bike. So this is wrong from the get-go, right? Are you trying to cheat the system? We said this before. If you don't like the law, go in and try to change the law, but don't break the law.
Right.
And these people that are riding these bikes, these are not these bikes that these municipalities are talking about and states are talking about, they're not e-bikes. They're e-motos. They're electric motorcycles. That's a whole different, totally different animal. An electric bicycle is basically, we talked about this. I can remember when I first got in the business, they said, yeah, these things are moped. Yeah, these things are cheating. Yeah, these things, you know, I heard every story that you could imagine. That's not true. They are a bicycle first and foremost, and then they assist you at a certain level. When we first started the business, we always talked about, you know, the power at the lowest level, because there's usually 4 to 6 levels of pedal assist. And what that means is that, you know, as you push a button, a little button, it increases the power that the bike motor is going to generate for you. It makes it easier for you to climb a hill or maybe ride a little bit longer distance or whatever. But in the very lowest one, the eco mode, it just was really to compensate for the weight of the bike because the bikes are heavier. We all know that. Everybody's pretty much accepted that now in today's world. Batteries weigh, you know, 10, 15 pounds. Motors weigh, everything you start adding to the bike weighs, adds weight to the bike.
Right.
So that was kind of the thing that we all talked about, and it just compensated for the additional weight. Then you go into the class 3 classes, and we've talked about this so many times, but class 1 is governed at 20 miles an hour. You have to pedal that bike to engage that motor. There's no throttle on that bike. Class 3, I always skip the class 3. The class 3 is identical to that bike. You have to pedal that bike to engage the motor. That goes up to 28 miles an hour. Can you get them to go faster? Sure. You've got to pedal pretty hard. Some of them even have a resistance a little bit at 20 miles an hour or 28 miles an hour. And then the class 2, as we talk about multiple times, that's got a throttle or a boost or whatever you want to call it. You can actually propel that bike, a legal class 2 bike, propel that bike up to 20 miles an hour without any pedal assist. So that being said, you can probably pedal it a little bit faster. The motor will engage probably up to 25 miles an hour, but cannot be throttled past 20 miles an hour, and then it shuts down. Can that get hacked? Can these folks understand, computers and that technology? Sure can. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Sure.
And can you increase a bike to go faster than 28 miles an hour? Sure, you can do it. We will not support it. We want no part of that, because all it does, Scott, is it makes lawmakers make more laws. And I'm not a big law guy. I don't want to see more laws. I want to see less laws.
Yeah.
And so we're creating this amongst ourselves, not us. As I don't even think a lot of the dealers, even the bike shops out there, really want to do this. I think there are some. Mm-hmm. There's some that boast the fact that they could make this bike go 35 or 40 miles an hour. We could too, Scott. We have my staff knows how to do that stuff.
Your staff could make them be rockets if they want. Your staff knows everything about e-bike.
But then you really start creating some other issues too. You could overheat that bike, which potentially create a fire. I mean, there's so many different aspects of it. Plus, once again, I'll go back to it. The law says 750-watt motor has to have pedals on to be an e-bike, and it can't go over, a class 3 can't go over 28 miles an hour, class 1 or 2 cannot be propelled over 20 miles an hour with a throttle on a class 2 and pedals on a class 1. I talk through that fast because we beat this thing to death all the time, but these parents and these kids are starting, and it's not just kids. There's adults riding these e-motos, and they're giving it a bad name.
Right.
And it's sad. It's really sad because there are some people. I mean, e-bikes have really changed a lot of people's lives, especially if they have some disabilities, physical disabilities as well as mental disabilities. People with the mental disabilities, we have plenty of customers that come in. They say they can't legally drive a car, they can't get a driver's license, but they can ride an electric bike. They've been approved to ride an electric bike. Well, we work with those people very closely, Scott, because I'm telling you, that changes their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they have some independence to be able to go to a grocery store, maybe go to a coffee shop, maybe go to school, maybe go to work, where before they would have to ride a bus or they didn't have any independence to be able to do that, right?
Right.
And so I'm very saddened that this has come to this, but I predicted it.
Yeah.
And I bet you if we went back to some of our original recordings that we've done over the years, when we started, I'll bet you we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been on my mind and it's been a big deal for me ever since we started. And back 10 years ago, Scott, there weren't very many people selling e-bikes.
Right.
People didn't understand them. They thought it was a fad. I like this fad that we're going through.
A 9-year fad is awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 9-year fad. And so I guess the long and short of it is, Wheat Ridge is adopting new rules. I know our community, Louisville, they adopted some rules, and it's sad because there a lot of these places are starting to say you can't ride a class 3 on the trail system, which is just a pedal assist bike, pedal it up to 28 miles an hour. Scott, that's a phenomenal commuter bike because you're riding on a trail. And I'll tell you, most people that ride e-bikes, and I'm not trying to be, adult, responsible people.
Sure.
They see people walking on a trail. They see people walking their dogs or whatever. They slow down.
Absolutely.
They give the warning. Mm-hmm. They don't there, you know, you'll never get 100%. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, the people that ride the acoustic bikes, the non-electric bikes, shoot, some of those people go by you screaming. Highway 36 right outside of our community there is got a big hill, you know, so you climb the hill and then you go down the other side of it, and it comes both ways. If you're going into Boulder, there's a hill climb and then a descent, and then vice versa if you're coming from Boulder to the Lewis Hill area into Denver, whatever. And some of those guys, they go by you 60 miles an hour. I'm not kidding you, Scott. I've had people pass me, and they don't give you any warning, and you don't hear them at all. And, you know, you kind of swerve from time to time, or, you know, you're not expecting somebody to come up behind you at 60 miles an hour.
Right.
And that is a real deal, or I've experienced it anyway, many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, you know, yeah, and I was scanning this article here just a minute, and I'm glad they got this right. It says, and I'm just going to repeat what you just said, basically, but it says Wheat Ridge is also considering aligning city definitions of e-bike classes with state statutes. Currently, Colorado recognizes three classes of e-bikes. Class 1 includes pedal-assist bikes that cut off at 20 miles an hour. Class 2 includes throttle-capable bikes that can propel without pedaling and are also limited to under 20 miles an hour, while Class 3 includes bikes that can go as fast as 28 miles an hour. So, you know, it looks like they got some guidelines right there of what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's refreshing because they did state it correctly.
Right.
And that's important. And I think probably what's happening just over the years is that people are getting better educated and they are understanding that. But in the beginning, they just didn't. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I've got a contact on here. I'm going to send you. Maybe we can get Amanda Harrison, Communications and Engagement Manager with Wheat Ridge, to come up and just try it at E-Bike of Colorado.
You know, and Scott, that would be awesome because we work with a lot of municipalities, not just Lewisville. We spend time with the Lewisville Police Department. We do clinics. We do awareness programs. We do pizza and sodas to come down to the shop. You know how we are. We like to feed people.
If
they come to an event. And, you know, you get a half a dozen people show up.
Yep.
And yet you'll see them all over social media complaining about these e-bikes. People need to get educated. And we heavily posted on social media to come join us for such and such, you know, time and date, and, you know, the police will be there as well, and your experts will be there. Six people. And you know the six people that show up, six or eight people. You know, they're the ones that already know.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
And it's so people, I think, like to complain about it, but they don't really want to help solve the problem. I want to help solve the problem. I don't want to see us get so mandated on licensing and helmet laws and all of that kind of stuff that, you know, typically follow these types of regulations. This is fun stuff, Scott.
I know. Yep.
Let's have some fun riding some bikes, and let's not have everything about an e-bike be the negative.
Right.
You know,
right.
About these kids were riding on a sidewalk and, you know, they ran over some little old lady. How about the kids that, you know, hey, there's a lot of kids that don't even get their driver's license these days because they want to ride an e-bike. And I'm talking about legit e-bikes, not an e-motorcycle.
Right.
And once again, that becomes another double-sided sword, you know. They don't know the rules of the road, or they haven't been taught the proper rules of the road. They haven't gone through classes or anything of that nature that gives them the education.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big issue with kids that riding a legitimate e-bike, a class 1, 2, or 3, meets all the requirements, but they don't know the rules of the road.
Yeah.
And that's because they have not had that driver's education or driver's safety or whatever they call it these days. And they need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when the state does crazy things like, you can roll through a stop sign. Yes, and there's so many stipulations on that rule. Why even bring it up? Why even pass that rule? Because that's not what they read. They say you can roll through a stop sign.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
And we see how great this motorcycle thing is working, you know, where they're supposed to, you know, crawl up kind of, they can go between cars, and now they're just totally lane splitting and flying between cars and not abiding by the speed limit for the most part. I mean, I will say for the most part, because, man, I tell you, I've had some motorcycles pass me in dead stop traffic, and like I say, you know, 100 cars in front of me, literally, on a freeway, and a motorcycle just comes screaming between us, man.
I experience the same thing, and it scares the daylights out of me. And because I just, you know, first and foremost, you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not expecting people to come up between lanes on a car. Same way with bicycle. You got two lanes, it's a four-way stop, and you've got a bicycle riding up right up the middle of it and never stops. And it's not great. It's not a good situation. And that's not just e-bikes either. That's regular bicycles as well.
E-bike responsibly. That's the term Randy came up with at the beginning of the year, actually. We started kind of talking about that. So just, you know, think about it as riders, you know, hey, be courteous, watch out. I mean, people are in cars, a lot on everybody's mind when they're driving, except driving most of the time. So just e-bike responsibly. And if you're just joining us, Randy Kranch is with us. It's E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. Hey, they're open 7 days a week for you, 10 to 7 p.m. Still got some good daylight here in the evenings. Great time to run up and take a test ride. And Randy, jumping on some sales here in our last 5 or 6 minutes, but you've got your Segway e-bike back to school sale.
Yeah. Yeah, Segway's running a pretty solid promotion. My gosh, I lost it.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah. And folks, hey, go to E-Bike of Colorado on social media. They've got a lot of things listed there. But real quick, I'll just mention a couple things, Randy. You can comment on it. Up to $1,125 off select models. They've got a $150 accessory credit with a Mion and a Moochie purchase. Let's see here. And then the discounts they've listed, Randy, I don't want to make this confusing, so I'll let you state this, but the $225 state rebate is usually included when you guys publish a price. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, some models you guys are matching with different bikes and brands and things. You guys are matching that rebate still on some models, correct?
We are. So we're still matching up. On their most mid drives, Bosch systems, Shimano systems, things of that nature. They're a little higher end bike, but they are the mid drive, the motors at the pedals. And so we really do try to be transparent with that so that people don't feel like, you know, that we're bringing them in the store thinking, because we did do the 450 off for quite a while there,
mm-hmm,
on all bikes. And I mean, some of this pricing, Scott, is absolutely insane. You know, that especially what the Segway's doing, it's crazy.
Well, and you've said this ever since you've said this ever since you started carrying them. It's a lot of bike for the money.
It is. They've got it dialed in on technology-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had some people, older people, some, you know, they go, well, it's just too much technology. Well, that's understandable, too. But, you know, they're coming out with more and more models, different models, you know. They hit the market pretty hard, hit the ground running pretty hard with the, you know, just a couple of models. And now they've got just they're starting to add more and more models.
Yeah.
You know, within the brand.
Right, right. And again,
so like for instance,
go ahead.
You know, for instance, Scott, I don't mean to step on you on that, but like the Segway Zyber, for instance, that is not a legal e-bike to ride on trails. That is for a very specific rider and a very specific conditions. We actually have the folks sign an affidavit when they buy that bike from us. And the reason we carry that bike is because it's a bike that Segway offers, and they we wanted to be careful with that. So we're saying, okay, you're going to sign an affidavit that says that you understand that this bike is not necessarily a legal e-bike.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. Oh, well, we'll talk about it anyway. They're going to have a bike. So this is a very popular model. You see a lot, or look, you know, it looks kind of like that old style mini bike that we used to ride when we were kids. But if you look at that Segway Zyber, for instance, that look of bike is what these kids are getting busted with. And those are not legal bikes. Segway is coming out with a bike that resembles that. But it will be an actual e-bike. It won't be over 750-watt motor. It will be a Class 2, so it will have a throttle, but it will not be able to go over 20 miles an hour.
Okay.
And so they actually listened to us. We said, if you were trying to capture a market, that would be a good one, because the brands that these kids are buying or their parents are buying for them, those are, you know, Scott, those bikes are $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah.
Some of those bikes that those kids are, and they're gonna get them impounded. And you know what? I support law enforcement in doing so.
Sure.
I just do.
Yeah.
It's gotta stop.
Yep, so. For sure. Well, folks, get by, shop the Segway e-bike, back to school sale, and again, great service department, great staff. If you know a lot about e-bikes, great. If you know nothing about e-bikes, you will be in good hands with the staff at E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street. As I mentioned, they're open 10 to 7, 7 days a week for your convenience. And when you go in, be sure and let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560, and just try it and tell them Randy said to take good care of you, and they will. So, Randy, man, we appreciate it. Our time always goes too quickly, but we thank you for yours, and I'm sure I'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. That's Randy Crancy, owner of E-Bike of Colorado. Again, folks, 544 Front Street. Get up there. Have some fun. Feel like a kid again. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home. Qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA and MLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watney. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by Custom Ear Solutions. Dr. Melissa Fling is our exclusive audiologist for Haystack Help Radio and our Sportsman of Colorado Radio, which you can hear on Saturdays here on KLZ 560 from 1 to 2 p.m., Dr. Fling, always good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How's the protecting hearing world going?
It's going good. I always say this. It's growing. It's slowly growing. I'm getting more and more people, but it is true. I'm I've had quite a few people lately come to me for hearing protection. So that's awesome. Exciting. Yeah, people getting excited about custom.
What does it seem to make them finally do it, to make the decision to come in?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it because I'm not really involved in that. I just know when they come to me. Mm-hmm. But what some of them say is for years they've been using hearing protection inconsistently. They've tried a lot of different types. You know, I've heard of the loops, foam, earmuffs, all these different ones. Some they've tried kind of, lower quality filtered earplugs that are on Amazon or something. So there's a lot of that. Like, I've tried all these different ones. They just don't quite ever fit right. They cause soreness after a couple hours, or they fall out, or I don't feel like the hearing protection is good enough, or the fidelity of music at concerts is not good enough. So I think that's a big part of it, is they've just tried so many other things first, mm-hmm. none of which work that well. And so they finally consider custom. And this is usually years of trying other things before they right. finally go, okay, I'm just going to spend the money and get custom. And they've probably spent more money on all that stuff.
All the garbage they bought, yeah.
than they do with me the one time. And it'll last them years. So, yeah, that's the story that I hear pretty mm-hmm. often.
Buy once, cry once. That's my saying. Okay?
I love that line.
But you know what? It's not like these things are $800.
Right, yeah.
And that's what I try to tell people. You go up to anyone that, didn't have some kind of birth thing going on, but have lost their hearing throughout their life, they would gladly write you a check for probably $8,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To protect their hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you're looking at, on the low end, what? How much?
Oh, for a pair of plugs?
Yeah, a pair of plugs.
Oh, $150.
Yeah, $150. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Up to, and if you get into some electronics, those can get into several hundred dollars. But
right,
I mean,
right.
other than that, I mean, that, $150 to $300 range, $400 range, and
right.
get a couple sets of different things.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That last you for years,
yeah.
that are comfortable, that you want to wear, that you look forward to wearing, that are easy to wear. It's worth it. And for all of the people that I've heard over the years tell me, and you've said the same thing, I wish I had known mm-hmm. about this years ago. It just start early with it, and then you won't have to have that feeling of regret about it,
Right.
And really, where this needs to start, because by the time people are in their adulthood, it's harder to change, mm-hmm. to convince them to change their behavior, right? So
right.
I'm not really trying to force that on anyone. Like I said, if they're ready for it, then they'll come to me. But where it really needs to start is with the kids. The kids have to be educated about this very early. Mm-hmm. The ones that are doing shooting, the musicians, they don't know anything about it. The musicians in particular, and even once they get into adulthood, they still don't know anything about hearing protection,
right.
in-ear monitors, getting their hearing tested, their range of hearing. I mean, it's shocking. Like last summer I had the opportunity to go meet a band at Red Rocks to do ear impressions on them because they needed new in-ear monitors. And I was just trying to educate them as much as I could, as quickly as I could, right? Because I was kind of just like backstage with them before the show. It's like I got to educate as much as I can mm-hmm. before they go out. And just talking to them and asking them questions, they don't know anything. I was so...
It was guys, right?
Well, no, it was women,
oh,
women
I started
too.
Because guys I could get. What?
Yeah, women too.
Okay.
That was so... One, exciting to me because there is a lot of need mm-hmm. for what we do as audiologists, but two, just so surprising that they'd reach that level of professionalism. They're playing sold out shows at Red Rocks and they don't know about how to take care of their hearing.
Right.
So there's such a huge, huge need for it. And then, custom is kind of the extra cherry on top,
sure.
The fitting of that. But just the information alone is there's such a lack of awareness around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, it's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. When you call, I don't know, you heard her here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that as well. All right, hearing tests, we always want to stress that. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So I'll do a full comprehensive, we call it comprehensive or a diagnostic hearing evaluation, which includes, you know, speech testing, pure tone testing, and the pure tone testing includes extended high frequency testing. So usually in a hearing test, like some of the basics, we're trying to see what's the softest level that you can understand speech. How do you understand speech at conversational level in quiet? How do you understand speech at conversational level in background noise? What is the softest beep that you can hear at pretty much the entire range of human hearing? You know, that will help us know where, if you have hearing loss in certain areas, typically it's in the high frequency range. That's common with aging and noise exposure. And then we can do extended high frequency testing too. So humans, just a quick review of this, humans can hear from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. That is our range of hearing, which is a pretty big range of hearing. Mm-hmm. That will allow us to hear, you know, all of our speech sounds that we make and beyond that. A standard hearing test only evaluates your hearing sensitivity between 250 hertz and 8,000 hertz. So we're not testing anything above 8,000 hertz, even though we can hear up to 20,000 hertz. So I have found in my clinical practice over the past 4 years or so, in doing extended high frequency testing where I go above 8,000 hertz up to about 18,000 hertz, there are patterns of hearing loss that are revealed when you test that range, whereas they might show normal hearing in the standard range. So these are people with, you know, it's been called hidden hearing loss. Mm-hmm. They'll go see an audiologist, say, my ears are ringing, I'm having trouble understanding in restaurants, I have to turn the TV up. And they test their hearing and they say, well, it's normal because it is at the standard range. But what we're missing is their hearing sensitivity in the extended high frequency range. And it's likely that if they have symptoms like that, they have hearing loss in that range and we're just completely missing it. So that is something that I'm really passionate about and that is unique that I offer because it's still, sadly, it's still not standard practice, although it should be. So that's something that I offer that not everyone does, and it can really give us interesting information about why you might have the symptoms that you have, even though you show normal hearing at the standard hearing range, wow. Standard test range, I should say.
Right. What role does our brain kind of play with our hearing?
Yeah, well, pretty much the... Okay, so you can think of the hearing organ as the kind of like the receiver of the information. The organs are sensitive to receive sound information. Then they turn that information, which would be like acoustic or physical information, into neurochemical information, which is then, you know, sent up through the hearing nerve to the brain. And the brain is essentially where everything is interpreted. Mm-hmm. So you could have totally normal, functional hearing sensory organs. But if you have if you've had a traumatic brain injury or a history of brain surgery, or if you have a tumor in your brain somewhere, that will potentially affect the way things are interpreted. And we would call that a central auditory nervous system disorder, which is different from the hearing organ. So the brain is responsible for interpreting everything. Our entire body is made up of sensory organs. You know, we're constantly collecting information from the environment. Mm-hmm. It goes up to the brain. We interpret it so we know what the heck's going on in the world. You know?
Well, now at least I know my problem.
Yeah. So the brain is responsible for interpretation of all sound information, and right. Then we know what to do with it.
And it's a fact, I think you would agree, that people that have a kind of cognitive decline, mm-hmm. and suffer with some hearing loss too. I mean, that's a bad combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when they start shutting down a little bit and maybe mm-hmm. isolating themselves, it just gets worse.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, socialization in humans is so important. It's if we don't have community, or, you know, have any kind of just feeling of connection with other people, mm-hmm. It's just not good for our health. It does a lot. It causes more stress, isolation, depression. Right. And with all of those things, you know, there are things happening in the brain that cause those mm-hmm. feelings to happen. And yeah, it's just not healthy. So with hearing loss, it's a very common pattern for people that develop hearing loss, because they start feeling like they don't hear or understand at social events or in group conversation or restaurants. They slowly, because they get so frustrated at having to ask people to repeat themselves, the first thing usually is they stop asking for repetition and they just start bluffing, pretending like they know what was said. You know, they'll chuckle, right, or they'll nod their head. Then they get tired of even that because they just don't know what's going on. So they stop going. So now they're not even going to social events anymore, and they're slowly self-isolating mm-hmm. because of the effect of the hearing loss, which then leads to depression and all sure. the other brain stuff you were just talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Tinnitus real quick.
Yeah.
We don't have time to get into a lot, but man, I wish they could come up with an answer for that.
I know.
It is such a bummer. Sitting in the studio, it's as quiet to you as can be, and I hear this high-pitched tone 24/7 mm-hmm. in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it presents itself in different ways to people. I've had one buddy say, you know what, a locust is, he said, hey, it's like roaring, 1,000 locusts in his head.
Yeah.
I heard others say like a dull roar. Mine's yep. a high-pitched squeal, like you're trying to get something right on an amplifier, you know, with a sound.
Yeah, and you have it constantly.
Constantly.
Nonstop. I have had periods in my life where I've had temporary tinnitus. Sometimes I knew what it was from, like leaving a concert and my ears were just, you know, and then I wake up the next day and it's gone. Or I've had a couple days, I remember like 15 years ago, and I still remember it because it was the strangest sound. It sounded like water running through a pipe, like a pipe that was rattling. That's what I was hearing in my ears, and I was thinking, what's going on here?
Right.
And eventually it resolved. But, you know, the body does weird random things like that. Who knows what caused that? But and I probably would have constant tinnitus had I not started protecting my hearing pretty early, going mm-hmm. to concerts, because I was learning all about this stuff, you
sure.
know? So I started being cautious about it at a younger age than most, and I'm also sensitive to loud sound, so that motivates me to want to protect my hearing more. But you know, even with age, a lot of people will just have a sudden onset of tinnitus and they don't know what caused it. Wasn't mm-hmm. noise, it's just age, just the body aging, and now they have ringing in their ears. So you know, it probably happens to most people at some point, even if it's not from noise.
Right.
You know, my mom has it now. She didn't used to have it 5 years ago.
Hmm.
And we have some ideas about what caused it, but we don't know for sure. So, yeah, it's just, it's so common. And the research that's coming out is really compelling. We're learning more about it faster than we ever have before. We still don't have a cure for it yet, but the understanding of it is really developing much faster than in the past because
oh,
of
wow, good.
The technology that we have to study it now.
Well, if anything so, ever comes out for somebody to try,
you'll be the first to know.
If it's a shock collar, I don't care. I'll wear whatever they want.
Yeah, and trust me, yeah. it would be world news
yeah.
immediately.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Everybody would know about it.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Well, Dr. Fling, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you on. It is Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. Get in, get a hearing exam, get by, look at her whole lineup there of Custom Ear Solutions, and I promise you, she'll make your hearing last longer. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, we've got a great show in store for you. Now, folks, look around your car right now. Are you proud that's your car? Can you find anything in your car? Or is there just too much stuff everywhere in your car? Is it dirty? We're going to help you out today from our friends at Dehan Car Wash and Detail Center. They are at 15201 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora. DehanCarWash.com. You got to come see them. I've been coming here now for a couple of years, and I'll tell you, they do great. They make my truck look brand new again. Aldrich, the owner, I'll just say, you're with us. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Good, man. How are things going?
It's going good. I can't complain. You know, it's there's up and downs because of the weather. You know, it rains, so
right.
Sometimes it's people don't come because it's gonna rain. Obviously,
no.
Understandable, but come on by. We give rain checks, so in case you're worried, like, oh, it's gonna rain later. Tomorrow,
right?
48-hour rain check. Come by if it rains.
And that's cool. Let's be honest. Some people give 24-hour. You get 48.
Yeah, 40 hours. So
that's really good.
Yeah. 2 days. Come back. I'll wash it for free. Well, not for free, but the guarantee.
Yeah.
And I'll wash it. And yeah. So you don't have to worry about it getting messed up in the rain.
All right, man. What an unusual winter we had this year, huh? There was just not much snow. Because
no.
I know that's what you guys love. You love when it snows and the sun comes out and everybody's car is dirty.
Yes and no, because it was pretty good because it snowed, so everything got dirty, and then it was clean.
Yeah.
And then it snowed again, and then it was clean, and then snow again. So
it was
yeah, maybe a little more snow, but
right.
Other than that, it wasn't. It was definitely a weird winter, but I'd say it was a pretty good winter for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's walk through some of your packages that you're offering now, and then we can talk a little bit about your detail, and then. Ask a customer just sitting here in the store a minute ago. I said, are you a repeat customer? He said, yes, I am. Well, I said, well, you're going to be on the radio in five minutes,
sir.
So we're going to get Brad on. But walk us through some of your packages right now.
Yeah, so my basic package, it's a vacuum. So vacuum the car, wipe down the dash and console, wipe down any dusting, light dusting to it. It's going to do the windows inside and out. It's going to do the wheels and tires, so clean the rims and add tire shine. And then, of course, we hand wash it and we hand dry it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that one would be starting from anywhere 45 to 51 for, depending on your vehicle size. If you have like a big truck like Brad here, or if you have like a smaller sedan, it ranges from that price point.
Okay.
And then if you want to condition the interior, if you like it when it's a little shiny on the inside, we do that. And then if you want the mats clean, if you have exterior plastic trim, and then if you want your leather seats wiped down and conditioned, it just goes up. It could go all the way up to $80.
Okay. And then you've got some different colors
that we go by.
All right. Tell us about those.
So the basic one I explained, it would be the green wash.
Okay.
So basic, it'd be basic, what I just explained. If you want to condition the interior, so it's everything the green wash includes, we're just adding the conditioner on the interior, that'd be the blue wash. So, and then a step above that would be the white wash, which would include the rubber mats cleaned and the exterior vinyl trim conditioned. And then finally, it'd be the orange wash, which that one wipes down and conditions the leather seats.
Okay. And that's a good one.
Yeah. It is a good one for good, you know, yeah, someone that doesn't want to clean their vehicle and they don't have it like too dirty. You know, it's not a full detail. It's a full service car wash at the end of the day, so it's gonna wipe it down and everything, but it's gonna come out nice.
He just looked at me like you, Scott, that don't want to clean their truck.
Scott hasn't cleaned in like it's been a while, but he's been busy, so yeah, I'll cut him some slack.
Again, Aldrich is with us. It's D Hand Car Wash and Detail Center, 15201 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora. And, hey, they do a great, great job. Now, if you're interested in the detail, I'm telling you, there's nothing like just having a clean car, you know?
Yes.
And a detail is going to do that. So very walk us through your process for that, and do folks need to make an appointment, that kind of thing?
So a lot of the times your vehicle isn't, like, super dirty. Let's say like the most part that's dirty is like what you touch, which is obviously like gear shifter, your steering wheel, your door panel, stuff like that. So that'd be considered for me like vinyl, your interior plastics. That's what you touch a lot. That's what really gets dirty. My most popular one would probably be that, the interior vinyl cleaning condition. So I scrub it, scrub down all the vinyl. So if it's oily, if it's dirty, if cracks and crevices, I blow them out, clean them. It gets that all cleaned up for you. And that'd be my pick one service. That would be starting at 140. And then, so it says pick one for a reason. So let's say your vinyl's not dirty. Maybe you keep that pretty clean. But your seats, oh, abysmal. So we could do that instead of the vinyl. So pick one, you're going to pick the leather seats or cloth seats, whatever. It doesn't matter. And again, pick one if you want the carpet done instead. If you want a hand wax done. If you want the headliner done. Anything, any detail service, it'd be pick one.
Okay.
And then a step above that is maybe your seats and your vinyl are dirty, you know? And I offer the pick two. So, like the pick one, it'd be the pick two.
Okay.
You'd get the vinyl on the seats, the vinyl on the carpet, the vinyl on the headliner, whatever we see that's dirty and that you think is dirty as well.
Right, right.
And then that one would be starting at 180.
Yeah. See, I would just tell you pick two.
Whatever you think is bad. Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people do. Like, hey, take a look at my car. What's dirty? Yeah. Follow this and this. Okay, go ahead and do it.
Do you do engines as well?
Engine bay details, yeah.
Okay.
Engine bay details. So same thing with the pick one, pick two. If you want to do an engine bay,
right,
we could do that. And then let's say you are, I'm sorry, but if you look around your car and you're like, damn, my carpet, my seats, my line, everything's pretty dirty in my car. The full interior detail.
Yeah.
Obviously, so that includes the full interior, the carpet, the seats, the vinyl, do the windows. It's going to do the wheels and tires. Of course, it's going to wash and dry it. And then that one, we have to take a look at the vehicle first to give you an exact quote because it changed depending on the size and condition. But it would be starting at 280.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, everybody's different. I drive 30,000 miles a year. I'm in my truck a lot. And, dude, to spend $300-$400 to have it really cleaned and spotless, you know.
I'd say it's pretty beneficial,
To me, it's very cool to have just a spotless truck. And if you're in a business and, you know, you ever have clients in a truck or you pull up to a customer's house, what do you want your vehicle to look like? You want it to look clean, you know.
Yeah, I would hope so, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, Brad is a new friend of the show. Brad was just sitting here at D Hand Car Wash and Detail getting his truck done. And as I mentioned, I asked him if he was a repeat customer. He said yes. So I said, hey, you want to jump on the show and just tell us about your experiences? So, Brad, let me turn your mic on. How are you?
Good. How are you
doing? Good. Pull that mic. Pull that mic right around to your left. Yeah.
Is that better?
That's a little better. All right.
Good.
Tell us about you. What kind of business you in?
So I have a restoration roofing company. A remodel company, and then I have also a car rental company. So I have 17 cars.
Oh, wow.
And I bring those cars in here at least 5 to 7 times a week. I've had them do the wax. I've had them do the interior detail. They've always done a great job for me. They're always very respectful. They get done in a timely manner. It's just been a great experience. I've had one issue with them ever, and they took care of it. And as much as I come here, that says a lot about them, too, because somebody that takes care of a problem is also important.
Yeah, so. And dude, you know what? It'd be strange not to have a problem once in a while. Okay, but, man, to take care of it, that's all you ask.
It is.
Everybody deserves a chance to make something right. And, hey, that's what I always tell people with businesses. Yep. So what's the name of your restoration company?
It's Under One Roof.
Under One Roof. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So we do remodel work, we do roofing, we do any kind of insurance restoration work, and we also do remodel work. So
okay, you service kind of the Front Range.
Front Range, exactly.
Yeah, here.
We even go up into the mountains a little bit too.
So. Right. And what's the name of your car rental?
It's My Three Sons Rentals.
My Three Sons. Yep. All right. Well, hey, I'm old enough to know that show. Aldrich's probably like, what are y'all talking about? Yeah. But what kind of cars you got there to rent?
Lexus, Toyota, some Mercedes, mostly Lexus and Toyota.
Okay. Is that meant generally just for running around town? You don't want somebody taking one to Kansas or something?
No, but they'll take them up to like Wyoming, up to Yellowstone.
Okay.
Anywhere in Colorado and the neighboring states.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And where do people usually pick up the car from?
Actually, we usually go through Turo.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right.
And sometimes we do it direct through us, too.
So. Okay. Well, yeah. Good deal. What's the number if somebody wants to for your construction stuff?
720-661-7147.
All right. And, hey, everybody needs to know a good contractor, roofing, all that kind of stuff here in Colorado. We are seeing a little hail now and then this time of year, so you never know.
Yes,
it did hail on Monday. So.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, again, your experiences here, I mean, evidently, and I hadn't need to say, I had no idea if you've been here twice when you said a repeat customer or what you do. So you've been coming here quite a while with a lot of vehicles. And
oh, yeah.
What's impressed you the most with the service?
The attention to detail.
Yeah.
Attention to detail. Everybody's always very friendly. I mean, I've probably been here at least 100 times, I'd say.
Yeah.
I've been here a few times.
I see Brad more than I see, like, my mom and dad. I see him here every day.
But it really is. I mean, you know, and when you pay, I don't mind paying for something. But, man, it's a bummer when you pull off from somewhere and you look under, you know, day later you drop something and you look under and you went, oh, dadgum, that looks like it did when I dropped it off. And here you don't find that. You know, I mean, they do a great, great job.
No, they do. I'm very picky about my cars, especially my trucks. My trucks are my babies, so I like keeping clean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Aldrich, you know, when you have customers like this that are loyal to you, too, I mean, that means a lot, too, doesn't it?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, every time I see Brad, you know, I already know what he wants. Like, depending on the car he has, it's like, oh, he likes, this one's a rental, so it's just kind of like simple wipe down. But on his trucks, he like it. He likes the interior condition.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think like last week he brought his other truck to get a wax on it and everything like that. So yeah, it feels good, you know, to see repeat customers like that and then to hear them say that about the company.
Right. So today we got you fixed up. Hey, you want to get your car cleaned and detailed? Come over to D-Hand Car Wash and Detail Center, 15201 East Smoky Hill Road. You need a contractor, you need a roof, we can get you fixed up. You need to rent a car, we can get you fixed up. All right, so just give us a call here at the station. We'll get you hooked up with Brad. I'll get all his information. But come on over, see him, let him know when you pull up. Now, you'll hear them on Sportsman of Colorado. You'll hear them on our Haystack Help show during the week. But when you come up, just let them know, hey, Scott sent us and said you can make my truck look brand new, and they'll do it. And now I'm putting the pressure on you, but yeah.
No,
but
pressure.
You do.
No pressure.
I mean, it is, man. Yeah.
It's just gotta follow through.
What kind of wax do you guys use?
Just regular Carnauba wax. We apply it with the hand machine, and then mm-hmm. we take it off by hand.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's I think it's super cool, too. This is a touchless, what you say touchless, right?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I've seen there are signs all over these other washers, you know, we're not responsible, which means they know they're going to damage something, okay? Yeah. And you don't have that. I mean, man, you guys get it wet, then hands-on,
hand
literally.
Wash, and then we have a tunnel system, but it's just to get rinsed and the airs to get a little dry.
Yeah. Well, they'll take great care of you. Hey, don't delay. Come on over today to D-Hand Car Wash and Detail Center. Once again, tell them Scott sent you, and we'd appreciate that. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
get a hold of Brad. What's your phone number one more time?
720-661-7147.
All right. Aldrich, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.